Hey, it's Tony and Melissa. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast.
Here are some of the best parts from today's show. Hope you'll subscribe, share, and like us.
Congressman Himes, it's an honor to have you here this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. Doing great, thank you.
All right. Let's get right to it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they have asked the House committee investigating President Trump to proceed with the articles of impeachment. What can we expect this week? Can you give us any insight?
Yeah. Not a huge. I know it made big waves when she announced that, I guess, yesterday morning. But, you know, I would say having participated in the 2 weeks of hearings where so many diplomats and military officers and others came forward with the evidence that the president had asked the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, I'm not surprised where we ended up. You know, it's not behavior. And I know that this is a polarizing thing and that not everybody agrees, but the behavior of the president is certainly behavior that in presidencies past would have resulted in an impeachment. And so to answer your question, one thing I know is that Speaker Pelosi is hell-bent on moving this along very quickly. She does not want this lingering out there. She wants to move on to legislative items. There's a lot of them on the table right now, a bunch of trade agreements, a budget to get done. So I think you're going to see in the next 2 weeks or so the Judiciary Committee move very, very quickly to actually draft articles of impeachment. These are things that the articles are the things that say what the president did wrong, and that those articles will move pretty quickly, probably before Christmas or New Year's, to the floor of House of Representatives, after which, as you know, it would move to a trial in the United States Senate.
Congressman, I love that you tweeted a clip recently. I think it may have done it even yesterday, of Nancy Pelosi and how she was addressing one of the reporters, because I do think sometimes this kind of gets confused with being a popularity contest, whether you like President Trump or you don't, and that's why this is going on. I think that's sometimes what people think. The whole reason you're doing the impeachment process is because people just don't like President Trump. And I think she addressed the media in a very intense way, kind of differentiating the two. Do you believe, though, that there are people who are really pushing for impeachment because they simply don't like President Trump as a person? Or do you think it really is that they just don't feel he's doing the job correctly? Because I thought her answer, she almost seemed a little bit like pretty upset. It just seemed like she was very offended that a reporter would even ask that of her.
Yeah. And I think there's two reasons why she was legitimately offended. I mean, you know, do you hate so-and-so? My gosh, that's the kind of question you ask on a third grade playground, right? This has nothing to do with hate or love or like or dislike. You know, the reality is that lots of people don't like Donald Trump. Lots of people do. Lots of people didn't like Barack Obama. Lots of people did. This has really nothing to do with like or hate. This is actually one of the most serious things that our government does. It's one of the most consequential of Congress's powers. And there is a debate to be had, and we're having it right now about whether the president's behavior is impeachable. But it has absolutely like or hate. It also, anybody who watched that clip knows, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a very religious Catholic. And I'm not a Catholic myself, but I understand that inside Catholicism in particular, you know, hating somebody is a very, very serious sin. And so the combination of sort of the juvenile context of the question, plus Nancy Pelosi's pretty intense Catholic faith, I think causes her to do something she doesn't do very often, which is to turn on her heel and open up on the that particular reporter.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I do have a quick question, though, Jim, as in regards to what you just said, that it seems like Pelosi wants to obviously kind of move this along. And I don't know if this is too premature to ask this, but as it moves along pretty quickly, I mean, are we possibly going to see President Trump be impeached before his term is over? Or is this something that it's kind of just to do the right thing if, in fact, he is guilty of these things before we go into the 2020 election? I mean, do we really see him being out of office before we get to the end of his term?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. I think there's zero chance that he is out of office, right? Because mm-hmm. remember, the House impeaches, which is the equivalent of an indictment. You know, if you and I did something criminal, we would first be indicted by a grand jury or by a prosecutor, and then we would be tried. So that's what's happening here. There's the impeachment in the House, which is likely in the next couple of weeks. Then it moves to a trial in the Senate. And while these are unpredictable times, Melissa, I would tell you that I would bet my next several paychecks that there is pretty close to zero chance that President Trump is convicted in the Senate. So what's the implication of that? The implication of that is that quite conceivably by January, this is very much in the rearview mirror. And given that that's all true, I think that's the right thing to do. You know, again, we've got, I actually happen to have gotten a bill passed on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday in strong bipartisan fashion, which demonstrates that it can be done. But inevitably, of course, the whole impeachment thing really takes the air out of the room of whatever it is you're talking about. So I think given that the outcome here is pretty much preordained with respect to him, the president, remaining in office, I think Pelosi's right to say, look, let's move this along pretty quickly so we can move on to other things.
Okay, but after everything you said, and no disrespect intended, sir, and I'm not being a wise guy, what's the point of going through all of this if it's not going to happen?
Well, there's a very strong point, and this is why I got to supporting an impeachment inquiry. And that is, what are we going to tell posterity? What is history going to say? And look, I understand that some people think that the president did nothing wrong. But what is history going to say to future presidents if Donald Trump asks a foreign country to get involved in our elections, to research his political opponent, and he holds up military aid and he fires an ambassador, all in the service of these things? These are very serious abuses of power. And then what is history going to say if this president gets away with telling Congress that he doesn't like the impeachment, so he's not producing witnesses, he's not producing documents? You know, if for 240 years, the president deferring to the Congress on investigations and oversight has been an essential part of our system of checks and balances. And if this Congress stands by and says, oh, that's all okay, future presidents are going to use that as precedent. And again, I understand this is a very partisan issue, but we all ought to be proud of our systems of checks and balances. And if Congress does nothing and just says all of this is okay, that system of checks and balances is gone.
Congressman Hines, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for taking a few moments. You've cleared up a lot of questions for me, that's for sure. And we will talk to you next week, hopefully.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
All right. Anytime. Thank you. Congressman Himes, it's an honor to have you here this morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tony. Doing great. Thank you.
All right. Let's get right to it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they have asked the House committee investigating President Trump to proceed with the articles of impeachment. What can we expect this week? Can you give us any insight?
Yeah. Not a huge. I know it made big waves when she announced that, I guess, yesterday morning. But, I would say, having participated in the 2 weeks of hearings where so many diplomats and military officers and others came forward with the evidence that the president had asked the Ukrainians to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, I'm not surprised where we ended up. It's not behavior. And I know that this is a polarizing thing and that not everybody agrees, but the behavior of the president is certainly behavior that in presidencies past would have resulted in an impeachment. And so to answer your question, one thing I know is that Speaker Pelosi is hell-bent on moving this along very quickly. She does not want this lingering out there. She wants to move on to legislative items. There's a lot of them on the table right now, a bunch of trade agreements, a budget to get done. So I think you're going to see in the next 2 weeks or so the Judiciary Committee move very, very quickly to actually draft articles of impeachment. These are things that the articles are the things that say what the president did wrong, and that those articles will move pretty quickly, probably before Christmas or New Year's, to the floor of House of Representatives, after which, as you know, it would move to a trial in the United States Senate.
Congressman, I love that you tweeted a clip recently. I think you it may have done it even yesterday, of Nancy Pelosi and how she was addressing one of the reporters, because I do think sometimes this kind of gets confused with being a popularity contest, whether you like President Trump or you don't. And that's why this is going on. I think that's sometimes what people think. The whole reason you're doing the impeachment process is because people just don't like President Trump. And I think she addressed the media in a very intense way, kind of differentiating the two. Do you believe, though, that there are people who are really pushing for impeachment because they simply don't like President Trump as a person? Or do you think it really is that they just don't feel he's doing the job correctly? Because I thought her answer, she almost seemed a little bit like pretty upset. It just seemed like she was very offended that a reporter would even ask that of her.
Yeah, and I think there's two reasons why she was legitimately offended. I mean, you know, do you hate so-and-so? My gosh, that's the kind of question you ask on a third-grade playground, right? This has nothing to do with hate or love or like or dislike. You know, the reality is that lots of people don't like Donald Trump. Lots of people do. Lots of people didn't like Barack Obama. Lots of people did. This has really nothing to do with like or hate. This is actually the most one of the most serious things that our government does. It's one of the most consequential of Congress's powers. And there is a debate to be had, and we're having it right now about whether the president's behavior is impeachable. But it has absolutely like or hate. It also, anybody who watched that clip knows, you know, Nancy Pelosi is a very religious Catholic. And I'm not a Catholic myself, but I understand that inside Catholicism in particular, you know, hating somebody is a very, very serious sin. And so the combination of sort of the juvenile context of the question, plus Nancy Pelosi's pretty intense Catholic faith, I think causes her to do something she doesn't do very often, which is to turn on her heel and open up on that particular reporter.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. I do have a quick question, though, Jim, as in regards to what you just said, that it seems like Pelosi wants to obviously kind of move this along. And I don't know if this is too premature to ask this, but as it moves along pretty quickly, I mean, are we possibly going to see President Trump be impeached before his term is over? Or is this something that it's kind of just to do the right thing if, in fact, he is guilty of these things before we go into the 2020 election? I mean, do we really see him being out of office before we get to the end of his term?
Well, first of all, let's be clear. I think there's zero chance that he is out of office, right? Because mm-hmm. remember, the House impeaches, which is the equivalent of an indictment. You know, if you and I did something criminal, we would first be indicted by a grand jury or by a prosecutor, and then we would be tried. So that's what's happening here. There's the impeachment in the House, which is likely in the next couple of weeks. Then it moves to a trial in the Senate. And while these are unpredictable times, Melissa, I would tell you that I would bet my next several paychecks that there is pretty close to zero chance that President Trump is convicted in the Senate. So what's the implication of that? The implication of that is that quite conceivably by January, this is very much in the rearview mirror. And you know, given that that's all true, I think that's the right thing to do. You know, again, we've got, I actually happen to have gotten a bill passed on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday in strong bipartisan fashion, which demonstrates that it can be done. But inevitably, of course, the whole impeachment thing really takes the air out of the room for whatever it is you're talking about. So I think given that the outcome here is pretty much preordained with respect to him, the president, remaining in office, I think Pelosi's right to say, look, let's move this along pretty quickly so we can move on to other things.
Okay, but after everything you said, and no disrespect intended, sir, and I'm not being a wise guy, what's the point of going through all of this if it's not going to happen?
Well, there's a very strong point, and this is why I got to supporting an impeachment inquiry. And that is, what are we going to tell posterity? What is history going to say? And look, I understand that some people think that the president did nothing wrong. But what is history going to say to future presidents if Donald Trump asks a foreign country to get involved in our elections, to research his political opponent, and he holds up military aid and he fires an ambassador, all in the service of these things? These are very serious abuses of power. And then what is history going to say if this president gets away with telling Congress that he doesn't like the impeachment, so he's not producing witnesses, he's not producing documents? You know, if for 240 years, the president deferring to the Congress on investigations and oversight has been an essential part of our system of checks and balances. And if this Congress stands by and says, oh, that's all okay, future presidents are going to use that as precedent. And again, I understand this is a very partisan issue, but we all ought to be proud of our systems of checks and balances. And if Congress does nothing and just says all of this is okay, that system of checks and balances is gone.
Congressman Hines, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for taking a few moments. You've cleared up a lot of questions for me, that's for sure. And we will talk to you next week, hopefully.
Sounds good. Thanks very much.
All right. Anytime. Thank you.
Here's Tony's conversation piece on WICC 600.
All right. Luke Frey is here. He's with the Better Business Bureau. Luke, man, how you doing this morning?
Hi, good. How are you?
All right. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
So we know, Luke, that this was a huge shopping spree between Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. But we all know that the deals are still out there well into the holiday season. So people are still going to be shopping, especially online. I know I've been seeing deals. What are some things that people can be aware of before you make fun of me? Because I am going to share my story that I told you about. And I got a response from Luke that said, Melissa, with a bunch of exclamation points. He was not happy with me. What should you look out for to not get scammed?
So you have to look out for a couple things. One is fraudulent advertisements. So if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, I always tell consumers that your browser, your computer knows exactly what you're shopping for. So if you've been pricing that pair of shoes or a gift for someone, your browser knows that and is probably going to serve you ads with that product. Now, what happens is a lot of people see an ad, they see a great price, they click through the ad, and it could actually take you to a fraudulent site or a site that isn't actually the retailer it looks like it is. So always checking that URL, making sure if you think you're shopping on Target.com, it's actually www.target.com, not TargetDeals2019.com, since that is a fake site. And scammers have gotten really, really good at creating these sites that look almost identical to the actual retailer.
Oh, so here's where Luke Frey is going to make fun of me again. But we just had this happen. My husband and I were doing some online shopping on Sunday, actually, and a friend of mine who I know is very much into brand name things, he posted to his Facebook page and he said, you know, hey, and he tagged a bunch of friends. I was one of them. And he said, if you guys are looking for brand name stuff that's like 90% off, it seemed way too good to be true. And of course it was, but it was coming from my friend. And I thought, okay, he is somebody who would know where to get these deals because he's done it in the past. And Luke, unfortunately, he was hacked. I mean, his Facebook page was hacked. So do we find that that is another way that scammers are getting these websites out there? Because I've heard of like what you're saying, where it's like Target2019deals.com. But I've also seen like these shorter websites before where, hey, not to say they're bootlegged because clearly that's illegal, but where you find things that are either secondhand or whatever. And it is legal. How can you tell, though, that like your friend didn't get hacked and that it is, in fact, a legitimate website or not?
Sure. So, like you said, it was a deal that was way too good to be true. And we see that actually a lot, you know, people's pages being hacked and then posting about certain high-end brands being like 80% off. And you can order a pair of Ray-Bans for $20. And it's a common scam posted to social networks. Now, when it comes down to knowing if that product is actually real or not, it's kind of tricky. So I always tell people, look at the retailer. If you haven't heard of that site in the past, you should kind of do a little bit of research to make sure other consumers haven't had an issue ordering from that site or company. And if they're not an authorized seller of those products, that is also a red flag.
And we're speaking with Luke Frey from the Better Business Bureau. Now, Tony, you're going to like this tip. Luke, you'd prefer you use a credit card no matter what with online purchases over a debit card. Tony, can you guess why?
Over a debit card?
Yes.
But because if you get hacked, they're going to clean you out.
Basically. I mean, it's showing here, Luke, that debit cards, they don't actually offer the protection that credit cards give you. Is that true?
They don't. So you should always use a credit card when ordering online in case anyone happens to hack into your card. If your credit card is charged, I don't know, I would say over $500 in an hour or a day, your credit card is probably going to call you and catch it. And even if they don't and you do, you can always go back to your credit card company and say those charges are fraudulent and they will most likely help you out. As far as that debit card goes, if you call your bank and it's been taken out of your bank account, it's a lot harder to try to get that back versus using a credit card.
And Luke, if people want to check, just like with, don't you have a scam checker? Is there a website that people can go to if they want to just double check to make sure that they're not being duped? Where can they go?
Yeah, so any person can go to bbb.org/scam tracker, and it's actually a great tool to see what has happened in your area to people in your town, to people in our state, and kind of see what scams are popular or if anything is trending at the current moment.
All right. Thank you so much, Luke. We have run out of time, but we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And thank you so much. It's always helpful information. If we just got through to one person, it was all worth it. That's for sure.
Exactly. All right. Have a great day, guys.